Welcome to the Noonday Meditation with Wayne Vernon.
Advancing Vision 2020 with love, the most excellent way. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 31 to 14, verse 1. And now I will show you the most excellent way. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong and a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. But where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Follow the way of love. The Vision 2020 of the West Toronto Church of God is to be a healthy, growing church mobilized in ministry for community transformation. This vision is further expressed in several bold commitments. To be an international prayer center, to be an international training center, to transform our community by the grace of God, to win the lost and the least, to develop excellence in our music and worship experience, to be faithful in the teaching of the Word of God, to embrace diversity guided by the Word of God. Our theme for the 21 days advancing Vision 2020 with love, the most excellent way, is an interesting topic. Perhaps a meaningful engagement for us over these 21 days is to revisit the concept of love in the community of Jesus. This process is of necessity. It requires an excursion through both the Old as well as the New Testament. You see, love is a rather significant concept in the scriptures. In fact, the New International Standard Bible Encyclopedia indicates that with the exception of the word life, love is the most important abstract term in the Bible. Essentially, therefore, the conversation begins with the source and foundation of this amazing concept and flows along an interesting continuum, culminating in the salvific work of Jesus Christ. At the very foundation, therefore, of our discussion is the issue of God's love. You see, as it is declared in the Old Testament, God's love is the basis for his dealing with humans. And this cannot be overstated, because over the next 21 days, we're going to delve into this a little bit more to be able to understand the concept of love in the community of Jesus. So we will begin our discussion by talking about God's love, which, as indicated, is the basis of his dealing with humans. We look forward to an amazing study together. And therefore, we ask you, if you want to engage us in discussion, please text your questions to the number 647-309-7302, and we will be delighted to respond to you. If you desire to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, please text the word salvation to this number as well. Please join us for our 21 days of prayer, which began yesterday. You may want to join us on Zoom this evening at 7:30. The Zoom ID is 416-235-1333. We look forward to having you and your family join us for the next 21 days of intimacy with God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Noonday Meditation with Pastor Wayne Vernon. Please forward this study to your friends, your relatives, associates, neighbors, and all those persons in your social network. If you have a prayer request, please feel free to communicate with us, and we will commit to supporting you in prayer. Until we meet again tomorrow, Shalom.